Okay, so you know how sometimes you just feel this pressure to be like insanely productive?
Oh, tell me about it.
Right, but then you also want to, like not have a total meltdown from stress.
Yeah, trying to find that balance can be a real struggle.
It really is. So that's what we're going to dig into today with this deep dive into Cal Newport's book, Slow Productivity: Achieve More with Less Stress.
It's a fascinating read, especially in our world that's so obsessed with hustle culture.
Totally. Like everyone's always telling you to do more, be more, and you end up just feeling kind of.
Burned out.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's precisely what Newport challenges in his book.
So instead of like cramming more into our already packed schedules, what's he suggesting?
He's advocating for a more intentional approach, which he calls slow productivity.
Slow productivity. So is that just a fancy way of saying work less?
It's not about working less necessarily, it's more about working smarter. You familiar with the Pareto principle?
Vaguely, remind me.
It's that 80-20 rule that gets thrown around a lot.
Yeah.
Basically, it means 80% of our results come from just 20% of our efforts.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Right. So, slow productivity is about figuring out what that crucial 20% is for you, those tasks that really move the needle, and then focusing your energy there.
So instead of trying to do everything and ending up doing nothing well,
Exactly. It's about prioritizing quality over quantity. And a big part of that is shifting our mindset away from this glorification of busyness.
oh, yeah, I'm so guilty of that. Sometimes it feels like the more I have on my plate, the more successful I must be.
It's a common trap we fall into, but Newport argues that this fast work mentality can actually be incredibly detrimental.
Really? I'd always thought the more you do, the more you achieve. Why is this fast work approach so bad?
Well, for starters, it can lead to the burnout we were talking about earlier,
Yeah.
and it can also stifle creativity.
Yeah.
But it goes deeper than that. Newport delves into the cognitive science behind it, and he argues that this constant task switching, the whole multitasking thing, it actually diminishes our capacity for deep, focused work.
And that deep work is where the magic happens, right?
Exactly. When we're constantly bouncing between tasks, our brains never get the chance to fully engage with anything. We end up making more mistakes, and our overall productivity suffers.
So how do we actually like break free from this whole fast work mentality? It feels like everyone's stuck in this cycle of just being busy for the sake of being busy.
It's definitely a challenge, but Newport offers some really practical strategies in the book for shifting our mindset and habits.
I'm all ears. Give me the highlights.
Well, one that I found particularly helpful is the concept of deliberate practice.
Okay, I've heard that term before, but honestly, I'm not sure I fully get it.
Yeah, so it's basically about approaching your work with real intention and focus. Like instead of just going through the motions, you're consciously trying to improve your skills.
So it's like approaching your work the way an athlete would train for a competition.
Exactly. You have a plan, you break it down into manageable steps, and you're consistently pushing yourself to get better.
I like that analogy. Okay, so how do we apply this deliberate practice thing to our everyday work?
It starts with identifying the areas where you want to excel. And then it's about dedicating focused time to developing those skills. Setting aside specific blocks of time where you're fully present and engaged.
So that brings us to another buzzword, time blocking. I have to admit, I'm terrible at actually sticking to a schedule.
I think a lot of us struggle with that.
Yeah.
But trust me, when I say it can be a game changer when you actually commit to it,
Okay, convince me.
well, when you time block, you're essentially creating a roadmap for your day, which reduces decision fatigue because you've already decided what you're going to work on and when.
Yeah.
So you're less likely to get sidetracked by distractions.
That makes sense because half the time I get nothing done because I'm just trying to figure out what to tackle first.
Exactly. It brings structure and focus to your day, which ultimately frees up more mental energy for the actual work.
All right, I'm starting to come around to this whole time blocking thing. What else you got?
So this one might seem a bit counterintuitive, but taking mindful breaks is essential.
Wait, are you saying that to be more productive, we need to actually slow down?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah.
It seems counterproductive, but our brains aren't wired to operate at full capacity for hours on end. We need those regular breaks to rest and recharge.
Okay, that makes sense. But we're not just talking about like quickly scrolling through Instagram, right?
No, definitely not. It's about truly disconnecting from work, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes. Go for a walk, listen to some music, meditate, anything that helps you relax and clear your head.
So no more frantically checking emails while shoving lunch in my face.
Ideally not. And this ties into another key strategy that Newport emphasizes, single tasking.
Single tasking. Okay, so you're telling me the key to productivity is like going back to the Stone Age.
Oh, it definitely feels that way sometimes, right? Like with all the technology we have these days, it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to do everything at once.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty of that. Like, I bet I have at least 5 different apps open on my phone right now, and I'm not even using any of them.
It's become such a habit, right? But Newport argues that this constant multitasking is actually hurting our productivity more than it's helping.
That makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, every time we switch between tasks, our brains have to like readjust and refocus.
Exactly. And those little mental shifts take a toll. They drain our energy, increase our chances of making mistakes, and ultimately prevent us from doing our best work.
So by focusing on just one thing at a time, even if it feels weird or slow at first, we're actually going to be more efficient in the long run.
That's the idea. It's about quality over quantity. And it ties into this whole concept of slow productivity being about more than just how much we do.
Oh, I like that. So it's not just about like churning out work, but it's about creating something meaningful, something you're actually proud of.
Exactly. And that leads us to another key aspect of what Newport calls redefining success. It's about aligning our work with our values and finding a sense of purpose in what we do.
Okay, so instead of measuring success by how many things we check off our to-do list, it's about the impact of the work itself.
Right. It's about focusing on the things that truly matter to us and making sure our work is aligned with our overall goals and values.
Now, I can see how some people might be a little skeptical, like especially in a fast-paced work environment where there's always pressure to do more, be more.
It's definitely a shift in mindset, and it's not always easy. But Newport argues that true success isn't about being busy all the time. It's about creating a sustainable work life that allows us to thrive both professionally and personally.
And that means setting boundaries, pushing back against unrealistic expectations, and being willing to say no sometimes.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And recognizing that sustainable productivity isn't a sprint, it's a marathon.
I love that analogy. So for our listeners who are feeling inspired to embrace slow productivity, but maybe feeling a little overwhelmed with where to start, what's your advice?
My advice would be to start small. Pick one or two of the strategies we've discussed today and experiment with them.
Like maybe try time blocking for a week. Or commit to single tasking for at least an hour each day.
Exactly. See how it feels and adjust as needed. The key is to be patient with yourself and remember that it's a journey, not a race.
I think that's a great place to wrap up. This deep dive has definitely given me a lot to think about, and I hope our listeners feel the same way.
Me too.
Remember, it's not about becoming a productivity robot. It's about finding a pace and a rhythm that works for you and ultimately allows you to do your best work without sacrificing your well-being in the process.
Couldn't have said it better myself.